Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's great to have you with us on a Friday morning good time edition, the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Yeah. Coming up in our final 40 minutes of the show, we'll pick six, and I'll tell you why Texas is the play against Oklahoma in the Cotton Bowl. Yeah, I said it. Chelsea, you'll be happy to hear this, but I kind of got bamboozled by this story. So, California has banned noisy ads on Netflix, YouTube, and other streaming services. Thank God. So, you know how it is when you'll be listening to something, you know, you're watching some sort of series and something dramatic happens, like someone dies unexpectedly, and it's really quiet, and all of a sudden you hear, "Introducing the new Dodge Ram." I didn't need to hear that after that segment. But apparently, this was passed by Congress for the rest of the country back in 2010. California had not previously been subjected to this law. So this law has been in place for 15 years. I have not noticed this law.
I thought this was always a thing, at least for network television, that the audio levels had to be at an appropriate level to air on network TV. I didn't know the thing about streaming, though, because I could see where that would be a murky situation, because there's so many streaming devices now, too. What was California's reasoning for not having this? Were they the only state? Why were they so adamant about audio levels?
I'm not sure. I bet it has something to do with Hollywood. Do you know what I mean? That would be my guess. I don't know. That's pure speculation. But I feel like this is still a thing even now. I feel like audio is a huge issue when you stream. Am I wrong? Am I just getting old?
I don't think I've noticed it. Yeah. The only thing I complain about constantly is don't show previews for scary movies while you're watching G-rated things. If I'm watching baseball, don't show me ads for scary movies. I hate scary movies, and I'm also watching with my 5-year-old. She doesn't want to see the spawn of Satan crawling on all fours up a wall. That's scary, and we weren't mentally prepared for it.
That sounds like a good show, Spawn of Satan. Maybe I'll watch that this weekend. It's right up my alley. You know me. Anything crime-related, deviant-related, I'll do it. All right, Chelsea. Well, what are we going to stream this weekend? Nothing, because we got a ton of football to watch. It's a Friday, so you know what that means.
Mm-hmm. Pick six.
Let's get this started. Ohio State. I'm going to play it -14, -125 at number 17, Illinois. Buckeyes are ranked number one in the country. Let me get this straight. I'm supposed to trust the Illini here, even getting this many points. I just don't see it. I don't like Ohio State. The next time I go to Columbus will be never. I'm glad I didn't get tickets to that Texas-Ohio State game because we got a beatdown. But there's no question that while Texas and Penn State have fallen from the ranks, clearly Ohio State just quietly plugs along, looking like the best team in the country. And Julian Sayin, their quarterback, he's completing more than 80% of his passes this season. So the offense is efficient, highly efficient, and that defense is the real key here. This Ohio State defense allows 3.8 points per play. They haven't allowed more than 10 points in any game all season. Their longest streak since 1979, when they held opponents to less than 10 points in 6 straight games. I've heard a couple times this is a look-ahead spot for the Buckeyes. They play Wisconsin next week. This is not a look-ahead spot. The Buckeyes have covered the number in 7 straight games against opponents in the AP Top 25. So that is a trend I am following here. Ohio State minus 14 in Champaign.
Ah, I'm waiting for the sound of broken glass and Brad Evans to enter the chat and be like, not so fast, my friend. Isn't he a big Illinois guy?
Oh, yeah. Went to Illinois. I think he lives in Champaign, actually. Is that true? Yeah, he does. He lives right there. I bet he's at this game if he's not working. I'd be there.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I don't know if he's as big of an Illinois football guy as he is Illinois basketball.
Oh, yeah.
I know he loves himself some college basketball. But yeah, it just made me think of him. If you want to watch this game, it is in Champaign, noon Eastern, the kick for the Buckeyes and the Illini.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, guys, set the alarm for Jets football. I'm sure this is why you want to start your day early on a Sunday, but for me, I'm going to be taking the under in Broncos and Jets. I am not banking on the Jets to have a good game here. So this one's in London. It's the early game. I'm going to go under 43.5 because this is kind of what we've seen from the Broncos all season long, just banking on the fact that their defense is one of the best in the entire league, giving up the second fewest points per game of any defense in the league at just 16 points per game. And plus, you look at these totals for the Broncos, they've had 3 totals this year stay in the 30s. And the only game that has gone over this number of 43.5 was a 29-28 loss to the Colts, who are scoring the second most points per game of any team in the NFL. So that offense, way better than what we've seen from the Jets. So I think this game is not going to be really close. I think the Broncos run the ball a lot in the second half. And plus, it's a game overseas. Let's not get cute with things. I think this one stays well under the total of 43.5. Don't believe in the Jets offense, and I believe in this Broncos defense. Under 43.5 is the play.
I don't believe in the Jets offense. I don't believe in the Jets defense. I don't believe in the Jets special teams. Like, I just don't believe in the Jets.
They're not a team.
The Jets are not a team. They are officially not a team. You guys have been demoted to the CFL. You play Saskatchewan next week. Yeah, I like this play a lot. I would also tend to lay the 7.5, the Broncos. I like it better at 7, but I just don't know how the Jets are going to move the ball against this Broncos defense. Number 5 overall in total defense. Number 5 against the run. A Justin Fields passing game? No thanks. 9:30 a.m. kickoff in London.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Believe it. Mizzou. +3. Hosting Bama. Missouri fight song? I don't think I've ever heard that before. I have faded Alabama for much of the season. Faded them against Georgia. Faded them against Vandy. It did not work out. I'm due, which is a terrible thing you can say as a sports bettor. I'm due for a win, but I think this is the right side here. This open Missouri +5.5. Money has come in on the Tigers. They're at home. Kalen DeBoer has sort of, you know, calmed the natives there in Tuscaloosa with those big wins this season. But away from home, Alabama still hasn't been good under his watch. They are 2-5. Lost that opening game of the season on the road at Florida State. Now he gets a Tigers team that is undefeated, and Bo Prevula at quarterback is very good. The transfer from Penn State, 9 touchdowns, only 3 picks this season. I think Bama is going to be tighter. They've had a really tough schedule and some big games thus far. They have a big schedule ahead. I think they could possibly lose outright, but instead, I think they squeak by. So give me the 3 with Missouri in Columbia.
I feel nervous about this one, simply because it's hard to know how good Missouri is just because they haven't played a ton of great competition. But I do agree with you that when you play a grueling schedule like Alabama has played, and especially when the target's on your back, it feels like every single week, that sometimes that can take a toll on your team. So especially when you're getting a field goal, I see the logic there. If you want to watch it, it's one of the earlier games in college football, I believe. Noon Eastern kickoff in Columbia between the Crimson Tide.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Tigers.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, back to the NFL we go for the Patriots laying 3.5 on the road at the Saints. This line looks a little fishy to me, the fact that the Patriots have looked so good, and I'm not a huge fan of buying stock in a team that is coming off a huge win, but I feel like this Patriots team is for real, and I truly believe in what Mike Vrabel is doing to correct the culture in New England and the upside of Drake May. Now that he has this connection with Stephon Diggs, where Stephon Diggs has had back-to-back games of over 100 receiving yards, he is a true number one receiver, and he is looking better than ever, and I feel like this is a tough matchup for a Saints secondary that has not been good at defending number one receivers. So 3.5, it seems a little tricky, but if we were talking about one of the other top teams in the NFL, like I think the Patriots might be by the end of the season, 3.5 would sound cheap against a Saints team that's been a good story in some of these games, but still one of the cellar dwellers when it comes to stats across the board. So I'll be taking the Patriots, land the 3.5 on the road at the Saints.
Yeah, I love that play. Why didn't I play this myself? That is a great play. I just don't think the Saints are in the same stratosphere as the Patriots. This line should be at least 4, 5, 6, bigger than 3.5 is what I'm trying to say. So I'm with you, Chelsea. I love this play. 1 o'clock Eastern start at the Superdome in New Orleans.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Here we go. Texas plus one in Dallas against those inbreds from Oklahoma. Before I get started, shout out to the New York Times and the Athletic for the biggest garbage headline of the year, calling Arch Manning synonymous with failure. Now you're synonymous with rage bait headlines and a journalistic reputation that continues to die by the day. That was terrible. Everyone is on Oklahoma here. Not me. I hope the Sooner Schooner falls over as they run out onto the field. I don't think it's going to be there in Dallas. I don't care. Here's what I care about. This whole smoke and mirrors nonsense from Oklahoma. Do we know if John Mateer is going to play? Oklahoma says maybe. Had hand surgery. Maybe he comes out with a sleeve on or something. I think it's all one big ruse. Oklahoma does this all of the time. They've done it for years. They did it with Dylan Gabriel a couple years ago, or a few years ago, before he transferred to Oregon. They said, oh, he's banged up, but he's going to play. He's going to play. He came out pregame warmups. He was in shoulder pads. They go to the locker room. They come back out. He's not dressed. He doesn't play. Oklahoma wants Texas to prepare for John Mateer, and I don't think he's going to play. I think he's going to come out, and then it's going to be Michael Hawkins Jr., who's pretty good, but he's not John Mateer. This is what Oklahoma does, and that's why all of the money is coming in on the Sooners. Sammy P and I have been going back and forth about this over text. We are on the same page. It's a joke. Oklahoma is not going to play John Mateer. That's my bet, and even if he does, I like Texas. Great low spot. By low spot on the Longhorns after that loss to Florida. Their O-line is not good, but Arch Manning has been better than you think, and the Texas defense is the key here. Most of the times in this rivalry, it's the most desperate team that wins. Texas fits the bill here. I'll take the Longhorns plus one.
Yeah, I think it's how much do you trust the oddsmakers? Because yeah. I feel like we've seen situations like this before where you look at the line, you say, Texas? A team that's been a huge disappointment coming off a loss to Florida, and they're merely getting 1 point at home. What are the odds makers smoking? They're not smoking. They make a ton of money every single year off simpletons like us. So examine this line further and think about it for a second, because as somebody who's been betting for quite a while, we see these lines that don't make sense, and then you watch the game, and the odds makers are right. So I think I trust the odds makers over the AP voters. And I think Texas is probably the play. I do think the under's probably worth a look as well. I believe in both these defenses, because that's the thing. if Oklahoma's in this game, it's because of Brent Venables' defense that's been fantastic. So under 44.5 is a solid play, in my opinion, as well. Red River Shootout begins at 3:30 Eastern at the Cotton Bowl.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right. Finally, for me, this is not my favorite pick, but it's number 3 in the standings. It gets the bronze medal. Going to go to the Cowboys and Panthers over 49.5 because this has been a bankable trend for the Cowboys. The fact that their offense, even without CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott's been slinging it. I understand he is a very easy target and people like to make fun of him, but at least the Cowboys offense has been absolutely humming as of late. Then you look at the Panthers and it should be a nice spot for their offense to get going, because you look at the Cowboys, they're giving up 412 yards per game. That defense is not great. So if you believe in the Panthers at all, I feel like they can at least contribute to this total. And I know a lot of people that kind of like the Panthers getting the 3.5 in this situation. So I don't believe in the Cowboys defense, but I do believe in their offense. And I think we see a shootout in this one. So over 49.5 is the play for me between the Cowboys and the Panthers.
Ah, look at that. A lot of NFL plays, a lot of college plays. I do like Carolina getting the points. I feel like that a lot of people are going to come in and hammer Dallas. It wouldn't surprise me if the Cowboys get to -3.5. In fact, we've seen that at some books. And Dallas, you know, is always a public play. But Carolina is undefeated at home. It's still Carolina, but this line seems a little short, and it just makes me think that the Panthers grabbing points on their home field might be the right side here. How's Jake feeling about this game? He's a Panthers fan.
Oh, God. Well, it's like we can't even watch the games here because, like, nobody cares about the Panthers and we don't live in North Carolina. So, right. Like, the people who run the TV stations are like, are we really going to put the Panthers on TV? Maybe we'll actually get to watch it because the Cowboys usually do command some level of respect. And they're like, oh, people like the Cowboys. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll get to watch it.
Or not. Maybe you'll see a rerun of King of Queens or something like that that they'll put on.
Or it's like the rodeo championships. Like, sometimes it blows my mind that we don't even get a football game sometimes. You're like, what is going on?
That's brutal.
I need Sunday ticket.
Well, at least you get barrel racing or something like that, I guess. Coming up in 5 minutes. Now the question is this. Which one of these bad boys will make the official card for the weekend? Find out next here on The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Going to wrap things up on a Football Friday when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.